This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about noise and hearing. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Live music shows are fun, but usually they're also super loud. Some people come out with their ears ringing, sometimes for hours or even a day afterwards. The music can be so loud that musicians, audiologists, and people who work at concerts say that people should really be wearing earplugs. But does the music have to be that loud? Alan Yu looked into it.
When I talked to musicians and people who run local music venues in Philadelphia, everyone had a remarkably similar story about how they started wearing earplugs to concerts. There was a time before.
When I was 18 and 19, I don't think I cared about it all that much. I was like, the louder, the better.
That's Anna Reed, general manager of the independent venue Milk Boy.
Nobody wore earplugs back then. My first concert was Black Sabbath. My second one was Led Zeppelin.
Tarek Shapley, guitarist for the rock band Tone Bandits.
Like big, loud shows, and nobody ever thought about it. It just wasn't a thing.
And Drake Tyler, drummer for a band called Song People.
You could come up with various reasons why you wouldn't want to look like you were putting on a bunch of safety gear to like go to a show or whatever.
And everyone told me that in one way or another, after years of going to shows blissfully unaware of how dangerously loud the volume can be, they started to notice the impact. Here's Anna from Milk Boy again.
Being at a show every single night, I kind of started to realize like, oh, this is like constant exposure to like high levels of sound. I should probably protect my ears.
Anna's colleague, Sean Swadlenock.
I got tired of coming home from a loud show with ringing in my ears and now knowing like that little cilia in my ear is never going to work again.
And Benjamin Scher, bass guitarist for Song People.
I was at a house show when I used to live in D.C., and, you know, it was a kind of a culture of people having shows at their houses. And there was a punk house that I went to, and they were like, I hope everybody brought earplugs, and then managed to play this, like, crushingly loud set of music. And I was like, oh, I'll just put some toilet paper in my ears. And I have got permanent hearing damage in my right ear from that night.
Earplugs changed the concert experience. But there are specially designed earplugs now that are made such that the music will still sound good. Sean is the production manager at Milk Boy. The venue often puts on several shows a week. He says there is a simple logistical reason why concerts have to be so dangerously loud. On stage, the instruments and vocals are competing with each other.
It has to be louder than the next loudest thing. And that applies even with no one in the room. So if you want to hear every word or syllable your favorite singer is singing, that all has to be louder than the snare drum on stage. It has to be louder than the crash cymbal.
Is anyone using this many mics?
Yeah, I'll test out your guitar next minute.
Production managers do sound checks before concerts to get the mix right. Johnny Brenda's is an independent music venue in Philadelphia. It fits around 250 people. Singer Shayna Kapalock from the band Song People is on stage testing the volume. And here is Shayna singing, but with the two guitarists and a drummer playing at the same time. Engineer Jeff Serafinis is running the soundboard. He adjusts the levels and explains what he fixed.
Definitely an indie rock band, but with a quieter, like intentionally quieter vocal. And a lot of times that happens and it sounds awesome on a recording, and it can sound awesome live too. I think they just needed more vocal on stage because the instruments themselves were loud, and then it's a quieter vocal, so I just had to turn that up.
By the last sound check, it sounds like this. So there are logistical reasons why live concerts are loud, but concertgoers also tend to like loud music. Back at Milk Boy, Anna Reed loves heavy metal.
One of the things that draws me to metal music is that when it's so loud, you can't hear yourself think. Instead of being like a hype up kind of experience for me, it's like a relaxing and calming experience for me. If you're worried about something, if you're sad, it kind of just like doesn't let you think about it because your ears are being totally flooded and your brain is being totally flooded with just like an overload of sound.
In 2017, David Welch, a professor of audiology, looked into why people like music that they either know or suspect is too loud to be healthy for them. He's at the University of Auckland in New Zealand. He worked with a colleague to survey guests and employees at nightclubs. He says people learn to associate loud music with fun, like how Ivan Pavlov, the Russian physiologist, famously trained dogs to associate the sound of a bell with food.
We tend to have loud sound during happy times, so people get used to that association. If every time you have a party, if every time you meet your friends, every time you go out, there's loud music playing, you start to sort of want the loud music in itself.
He also says that the more people get used to hearing loud music, the more they go to clubs and concerts and come to expect it.
At first, of course, really loud sound does seem unpleasant to most people, but once we adapt to it, we can tolerate it.
But more people are becoming mindful of the potential damage loud music can do. The musicians and venue employees I spoke to say more and more people are now wearing earplugs during shows. Shayna Kapalak and Benjamin Scher of Song People both noticed this.
I just am more likely to see a jar of earplugs on the bar or see a jar of earplugs near the door where somebody's taking the door money. Like, I just see earplugs more often at shows than I used to.
There's kind of a vibe or an aesthetic to like the, like just like the earplugs you keep on your keychain. It's kind of like a signal that like you, not only do you care about your ears, but you go to shows.
Earplugs are also better designed these days, says Anna Bixler. She's an audiologist from Jefferson Health in Philadelphia. She's a big fan of concerts, especially electronic dance music. She says earplugs sound better now than they used to. Specially designed concert earplugs will make the music sound just as good, just not so loud. And they look cool.
The pair that I have, they actually have material in them that glows in the dark. So I will have people stop me and talk to me about it, which I love. I think any way to talk about it and get more people informed is really awesome. And show people it's cool to protect your hearing.
Another Philadelphia audiologist, Mary Kim from Penn Medicine, has also noticed the culture shift around earplugs.
We just actually took my child over to meet the instrument night and try to figure out next year, are we going to play a new instrument? And in the band room, there was a dispenser of hearing protection devices, which is not a thing that I saw growing up.
She made sure to have earplugs available at her wedding.
I actually gave them as my party favors. And we did not have a big band. We had a 4 or 5-piece jazz band.
She clarified that she did not give out the earplugs until the wedding ceremony and speeches were over. Mary says she tells her patients to think of earplugs like sunscreen. You should keep them with you if you know you're going to be exposed to dangerous levels of UV light or, in this case, sound.
The one thing that I want to drive home is that these noise effects are permanent. They're not reversible once they happen. At a certain point in our hearing changing in the inner ears, our ears essentially become like broken speakers. And even with volume that hearing aids can provide, our ears are not able to provide us with that clarity.
Sean Swadlnak, the production manager at Milk Boy, puts it like this. You wear earplugs to protect your ears, so you can listen to your favorite artists, hopefully for many more years to come.
That story was reported by Alan Yu.